Hello and welcome to CEO Podcast. You're with Christine Sitovsky, and in this episode, business consultant Donna Stone shares with us that some leaders are born and others grow into their roles and some are simply promoted. If you are a leader, then she challenges you to review each of the following traits of a remarkable leader and then ask yourself honestly, do you pass muster? And if you recognize that you are lacking in one particular area, what are you going to do about it? The first trait of highly effective leaders is thirst for knowledge. This leader will always be wanting to improve their experience, knowledge, and skills, whether they are 35 or 75. They will know and appreciate the enormous value of knowledge. At every opportunity, they will put up their hand, and often their personal or spare time, to expand their breadth of awareness. They will do this more than once in a blue moon. It will be everything from workshops, attendance of mastermind groups, formal training, reading, and even researching information. The second trait is the action factor. They are a leader and not a follower because they automatically lead by example. Even in a personal capacity or in a training environment, when there is the call for someone to take action, it's our leaders who put up their hands without hesitation or fear of drawing attention to themselves. They are comfortable being action people, doing what needs to be done and volunteering on the right occasion. The third trait is vision and drive. There will always be those who see potential of the future, who see opportunity when others see a challenge. This person will see the big picture and know where the business or corporation is heading. However, this will not be a pie-in-the-sky thought. They will see the big picture as an end goal, but will also have a plan in place on how to achieve that objective. The fourth trait is accountability. No great leader is a victim. They are always the victors and those who live above the line. What I mean by this is that they have the mentality of taking responsibility. If something fails because of one of their team, they don't simply pass the buck and state, well, it was Bob's fault. That's the victim's mentality. Instead, if someone fails under them, they acknowledge that perhaps in some way they didn't do their best and see the situation as an opportunity to find a way to improve in future. Not only is there accountability, but responsibility. They would not expect anyone to do any more than they are prepared to do themselves. The fifth and final trait of highly effective leaders that Donna shares with us this episode is people skills. She says they may be quiet rather than gregarious, but the confidence factor will be strongly evident. Their manner and, more importantly, their actions will inspire both trust and following. The communication factor will be strong. This person's team will know exactly what is expected of them. Most likely, this person will be an excellent public speaker who inspires, motivates, and stimulates their team. But just as importantly, this leader's expectations will be reasonable, reachable, and realistic. What they ask is nothing more than they would and mostly have actioned themselves. If you'd like to speak with Donna about your business, you can contact her via her website at www.stoneconsulting.com.au. If you'd like a written copy of this article or to discover others like it, head on over to the CEO Online website at www.ceoonline.com. While you're there, you can also find case studies, top CEO thinking, learning modules, book summaries, and many other resources to build your business, management, and leadership skills. We hope to see you on www.ceoonline.com soon. That's all for this episode, and join us next time for 9 Ways to Build Customer Loyalty with Raz Chorev.